Now, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word. We thank you for what you did for us through your son, Jesus. And Jesus, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, our helper. Yes. Holy Spirit, we trust you tonight, Father, to give us ears to hear. We trust you tonight, Lord, to help us to speak your word. Yes. Lord, I believe every person's life will be changed here tonight by your word and by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You may be seated. Well, good evening, family. How are you all today? Was it a good day? Yeah. You know, I remember the old people just say, you got up this morning. So it was a good day. Well, glory to God. Well, I want to just say, first of all, just, you know, I want to just thank Apostle. And, you know, we are so blessed. You know, the word fortunate try to come up, but when we're not fortunate, we are so blessed. You know, because, you know, sometimes you think that everybody is hearing what we're hearing and getting what we're hearing. It's not. You know, we thank God for the apostolic. We thank God for the apostolic grace that's here. You know, I see Apostle a lot. And the amount of time, let me tell you how much he loves us, the amount of time he spends. So when he comes here on Wednesdays and Sundays and what we hear, he loves us that much. A lot of sacrifices made for us. You know, so people ask me sometimes, this guy asked me sometimes, man, why are y'all always talking about that man so much? I know, and my response, well, why are you always talking about these sports figures? I watch them sit down in the barbershop for 30 minutes talking about somebody that they'll never see. Listen, that can't say anything to add any kind of life to their lives. You know, I said, yeah, we're talking about him because, listen, number one, we love him. Not only do we love him, we like him. See, you can love somebody because God told you to love him, but you really don't like him. You know, so we enjoy being in his company. You know, in fact, I just love him. You know, I love the company he I love the people he hang out with. See, Apostle hang out with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Not only do we hang out with him, we always see them in him. The Apostle Paul made a statement one time. He said this, follow me as I follow Christ. So I'm going to say it. Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr., I'm saying it for him, follow him as he followed Christ. Now, why can't we do that? Why can't we do that? Evidence. We can do it because of evidence. I said all that because it's three things I'm dealing with. It's going to take me somewhere. See, listen, changing the lives of people with the word of God. Thank God for the apostle. Yes. Have your life been changed? Yes. I mean, you know, we've been here a few years. My life has totally been changed. Yes. I'm a better man. Yes. I'm a better man of God. Yes. I'm a better father. I'm a better husband. I'm a better grandfather. Why? Why? Because of what I heard here at this church. Because of the man of God. Not only that, but because of his love for me. So listen, my life has been changed. Now, I'm saying that because we're going somewhere and I got to do all this, just have a picture to get you somewhere. Because listen, your life's going to be changed tonight. Based upon, I'm just going to say something that he said. So I don't have anything new. If you're looking for something new, you know, you're at the wrong church. I'm only going to, listen, here's my thing. Why do I have to reinvent the wheel? The wheel rolling pretty good right now. So why do I have to come up here and try to reinvent the wheel? So all you're going to hear is something that he said to me. Listen, now watch this. That changed my life. And I know if it changed my life, I'm sure it changed your life. You see, so all I'm doing is trying to get us ready for where I'm going. So my life has been changed. So don't take your time here at this ministry light. Don't just think you has just happened to be here. God has a plan for your life, and that's why I don't understand sometimes. You know, I know, listen, beyond a shadow of a doubt, and I'm going somewhere, I know God called me here. Can I get a witness in here? Why is that? Listen, here's why you hear so much revelation. Here's why it clicks so much. Because when God calls you, my spirit, connects with apostle spirit. In fact, listen at this statement here. Listen to this statement here. See, God up here. Listen. It said, an apostle structures heaven to earth government. I just saw this here, so I'm going to read it. Apostle structures heaven to earth government so that the portals of the supernatural can be opened to all those who connect. That's why life is better for you right now. The portals are open. Listen, now, and listen, let me say this to you. The portals are just not in this church. When you go home, the portals go with you. You understand what I'm saying? When you leave here, the portals in your car. He opened them, so you carry them with you. Some water, Bernard, please. So the portals are open because of what the apostles did. And listen, I'm connected. Oh, glory to God, I'm connected. Again, I'm going somewhere, and I'm connected. Connected, listen, watch this now, can enter in and benefit. Benefit. See, you don't make the sacrifice to come out here on Wednesday. On a Wednesday night, and you know the 2 days of weather we've been having. Brother Ronald says something on Wednesday, Sunday. You know, people don't come to church when it's raining. But see, you're different. You've seen something, you want something, and your lives have been changed. You wouldn't be here if your life haven't changed. You would not be here if your life haven't changed. You know, I like this. I'm just thought about some of his birthday. I like the way she always say this. Listen, she be praying and say, and Lord, we thank you for Apostle. You're a good God. You're a good God. And you did it in Darryl. Listen, he could have done it anywhere else around the world, but he did it in Darryl. Now listen, internet people, don't feel bad. Listen to me. Listen to me. Because you connected, Darryl is in New York, Darryl is in Hawaii, Darryl is in Ohio, Darryl is in Texas, Darryl is in Mississippi. Hallelujah. Wave at me if you heard me and you agree with me. So you know I'm talking, man, I wish I was there. You are here. Glory to God. And listen, and you can get the same thing we're getting. So our lives have been changed and it's consistently changing for the better. I'm not the same man I was 20 years ago. She said, no, I asked her, that's my wife. I'm not the same. She knows she got a better husband. Oh, she knows she got a better husband. And I know I have a better wife. Thank God for Apostle. And glory to God. Now, here's the thing. Next thing is, what's the purpose of my life being changed? For the next thing, God is equipping the body of Christ, I read my notes here, to evangelize the world. So now that my life has changed, I want to change somebody else's life. That's why the Slack app, evangelism, listen, is so important. Listen, you see, it's important because, listen, that's God's first love. Yeah. And you don't have to be afraid. I remember one time I was in Walmart and I'm walking by the aisle. I see this man. I went to him. I said, sir, are you born again? I don't want to hear all that stuff. Get out of my face. Just like that. So I kindly got off his face, walked away, you know, and ask the Lord just to bless him, Lord. He don't know what he's doing. He don't know. He have no idea what he's saying. He have no idea what was just offered to him. Listen, bottom line, he just don't know. But another incident I had, I was this young man, I was in Apostle's yard, and this young man came over there, and he was selling something, and I asked him about being born again. He said, well, no. He said he was taught, he believed in the universe take care of you. If you do this, then the universe make that, do all that, make that happen for you. And you know what? And you know what? So I didn't argue with him. You see, because I just planted the word. Yeah. Increase comes from, it's not my job. It's the Holy Ghost's job to get him born again. Yeah. So about 2 days later, I'm sitting in my house, the doorbell ring, boom, open the door. Guess who it is? This young man. I say, oh, sir, I'm so glad I saw you. I couldn't stop thinking about you. That prayer you asked me about the other day, let's pray it. Yeah. 2 days later. You see what I'm saying? So that's why you can't feel bad because they tell you no. You understand what I'm saying to you? It should be why? Why? Why it always wait? Because it's God. Because it's God and it's apostolic. Listen, God, listen, why is it apostolic? Why you know it's apostolic? We got results. Over 34,000 people. Glory to God. We'll never see hell. And if properly taught, never catch hell here. Are you listening to me? All right. Oh, man. Let's see. Turn your Bible with me, if you would, to Psalm 89. Because, again, our lives have been changed by the word of God. Because it's been changed by the word of God, we're equipped. We have it in us to evangelize the world. We come here every Sunday, every Wednesday. There was not only a word being taught to us, there was an impartation being taught that was given to us. You see? And listen. I'm back to Apostle. Listen, you want a witness? Listen. See, you know, ask the Lord, say, Lord, I want that boldness. Is Apostle bold? Yeah. Listen now, you have a right to it. Why is that? Because you're connected. Yeah. Everything he has, and he consistently preaches that to us. Everything he has, it doesn't belong to him. God gave it to him for us. So why I sit here and not get it? I'm going to tell you why in a little while, because it's where we're going at. So watch this now. Psalm, and the last part of it is, we're the home of covenant winners. And the Lord said, listen, Larry, listen now, look at that word, covenant winners. Covenant winners. He said, listen now, and because of who we're in covenant with, those words are synonymous. You can't be in the covenant with God and not be a. Can you see that? Yeah. So he said, listen, no. He said, no, listen. He said, no, you're a winner. So we're in the home of covenant winners. Somebody said, well, Brother Larry, it doesn't look like I'm winning. Yes, you are. I'll prove it to you. So, Psalm. Where are we going? Psalm 89. And I'm not going to be too long. We're going to be here for a little. I'm not going to be too long. Psalm 89 and verse 34. It's God talking. See, here's why I know you're a winner. God said, my covenant will I not break. Listen, nor will I alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Next verse. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to Brother Ronald. Once I spoke by my holiness, I will not lie to James. Once I spoke by my holiness, I will not lie to Linda, because God said it. And listen, now we're going to find out that, listen, guess what? God cannot lie. So the question is tonight, what's the problem? Why is looking like I'm not a winner? Well, if God can't lie, and he can't, and God doesn't lie, so it can't be God. It must be something we're doing. Yeah. Now listen, I'm saying that not. Now don't get condemned. Just do this big word called change. See, once I find out what's wrong and make the change, listen, you heard this before. I heard this a long time ago. It's insane to keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a change, expecting different results. So if it's not working, I tell them, just quit being so stubborn and change. Sometimes folks just too stubborn to change. Oh, I'm telling you, I know one or two. And keep going over the same thing over and over. And come out of my mouth, well, I'm just not changing. Well, stop crying. If you're not changing, quit calling me. Hang the phone. Quit them. They don't want to change, hang the phone up. You could be doing something else. Y'all got some kinfolk. I know they call you. Hang the phone. But this lady one time, she called me. Man, I got up, man, putting my clothes on, left my house, went to her house. You know, she had some problem. He said, I went to the Bible. Oh, no, I don't want that Bible stuff. Poop. Get my hat. Let's go. She don't want the Bible. It's time to get back in the car. All I know, you don't want the Bible. Watch Oprah. She might help you. Because I can't help you, baby. See, but I can't help you. Because the word of God is the only thing that brings change. The word is the only thing that brings increase. The word of God is the only thing that has permanent results. Oprah got temporary. That other stuff she talking about, that might last tomorrow and next Tuesday is gone. Because it's mental. God deals with the spirit. Listen, not only the spirit, God deals with the truth. And the apostle taught us the truth overrides a fact every time. So watch this. It says that God said, my covenant will I not break. We're in a blood covenant relationship with God because of what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago on Calvary. That's right. So we have a covenant with God. Now, watch this now. I got the definition of covenant. It says, listen to this now. It's an agreement between two people that, had a word again, that benefits. It's an agreement between two people that benefits. Remember now, family, who we're in covenant with. We're winners. Watch this now. That benefits an agreement between two people that benefits. Both of them mutually. So, seems like God got a benefit in this too. He said, but man, God had everything. No, watch him tell you what God wanted. Seems like God has a benefit in this too. You would think, how does it benefit God? I'll show you in a little while. See, it's an agreement that benefits both parties mutually. He says, listen now, toward a cause. Watch this now. Look at Matthew's. You know the scripture, chapter 6, verse 10. What's the benefit for God? What's God's purpose for coming into a covenant with me? I'm just a man. He's God. Why would God, Miss Bertha, want to come in and have a contract with me, an agreement with me? I'll show you. God's always God is a God of purpose. God doesn't just do things just to be doing things. God is a God of purpose. Listen. God, you are not here by accident. You were not born by accident. I don't care how you got here. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Listen. And it comes with winning. Question. Can God lose? I said, somebody said, yeah, devil, get out of here. We about to put you out of here. Can God lose? No. We're in his family. Yeah. We're his children. Yeah. So if my daddy winning, why? Here's why. Watch this now. It's in my DNA. It's in my nature to win. Yeah. I'm ahead of myself. I'm going there. Why? In his image, after his likeness. So it's in our DNA to win. Well, why I'm not winning? It's in our DNA. So what's the problem here? Well, I do know this, Brother Ledoux. It's not God. Because we just found out that God can't lie. One scripture we're going to look at tonight says, listen, it's impossible for God to lie. Wow. It's impossible. So, you know, if that's the case, what a wonderful person to be in a contract or a covenant with. Yes. So watch this now. Here's God's point. When I say Matthews. That's what I say, Matthew. Y'all say I think Mark. Y'all hear me? I say Matthews. Y'all say that. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. I know it's on the board, but apostle says, stick with Bessie. See, listen, why you say everything apostles say and do everything apostles do? Evidence. You do it, evidence. He got results. And, you know, I find out if I do the same thing he's doing, I got to get the same result. Why? God is no respecter of person. You see? What do you do? What do you do for an apostle? Listen, an apostle preaches that to us all the time. Listen, you see all the time. It's not just for up here. He said, no, you have power. You talk to your own mountain. You know, you always need a preacher. You talk to your mountain. You go home with an apostle, can't come home with us. That devil show up 2 o'clock in the morning. You can't call apostle. Get him out your house. You see why? I'm ahead of myself. And you can't come in your house because, listen, that's a home of a covenant winner. Now, listen, now, this is not the only home of a covenant winner. Your house is the home of a covenant winner. So when something show up in your house that doesn't look like the covenant, whoa, wrong address. No, you had the wrong house. A covenant winner lives here. So don't just leave that at the church. Take it to your house with you. Because that's where he's showing up at. He's scared to come in here. Why are you scared to come in here? You see? And you know, us together, he can't do nothing. But when he try to separate us, when you go by ourselves, I got her now. She ain't at that church now. I got her. I'll get her. No, wrong address. This is the home of a covenant winner. And I got somebody backing me up. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So listen, so when that doorbell rang, listen, you open that door, he ought to see Jesus. You ought to see Jesus opening that door. Listen, in you. Yes. Listen, a covenant winner ought to open that door. Yes. And another secret, he's afraid of you. Yes. So now, what's God's benefit? What's God's purpose for coming into a covenant with me? Why? This right here. He says, listen, that thy kingdom done. That thy kingdom come, listen, that thy will be done in the earth. God is in covenant with us because he wants his kingdom manifested and seen on earth in us. That's his purpose for it. That's why he sent his son Jesus. Listen, Jesus brought us back to God's original plan. Remember Adam? Turn to Genesis chapter 1 for where we're going. Remember Adam and Eve? And he broke covenant because God told him to do one thing. See, listen, the only way a covenant can be violated is one of the parties not do what it's supposed to do. So listen, if I'm not doing what I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, John, God is not obligated. He's not obligated. He's not obligated to do it. And listen, and the devil said, oh, hold up, God. You can't do that. Because she's not doing That's not what your word said. How can you do that? That's out of your word. You see? So the only way a covenant could be violated or covenant not pulled through is that one of the parties not do what they agreed to do. That's what happened to Adam and Eve. So God said, okay, see, man, listen, God always got a plan. Listen, you can't be God. God said, I got this. I got a second Adam that you can't defeat. Satan tried it. The first thing he did was, listen, he tried to tempt him. The first thing he did, God said, go ahead, go be tempted. You can't, you will not get this second Adam. You think God loves us? Listen to me, people. Listen to me. God loves us. I don't know what's the word. God just cares so much. And I keep saying that stuff, but I'm going to show it to you tonight. So watch this now, Genesis chapter 1. Why is that? You know the verse, verse 26. You know it. You need to meditate that over and over and over again, because this flesh will try to talk to you and tell you you're not going to make it. This flesh will try to talk to you and tell you you're nothing and you're not this. You know, you're watching that dog on TV, that TV talking to you all the time, telling you ain't worth nothing. But no, watch this. Genesis 1 and 26 says, watch this. And God said, who said that?
God.
Can God lie? All right, so we'll be good then. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. Image, likeness. I take a picture. I take a picture of myself. What, man, that dude looks just like me. Wow. See the kind of words God used? God used those words to kind of so we can understand it. Listen, in my image, not just my image, I give him my character. I've given that man my character. So I look like God and I have God's character. Yeah. Woo, man. I look like God, brother dude, and I have his character. Yeah. Whoa. What is God? God is love. Yeah. Listen. And listen. What love can't do? Yeah. Love can't what? Fail. I'm a winner. Yeah. I mean, covenant with God, that's why I'm a winner. So whatever you're going through tonight, temporary. Yes. Listen, it's lying to you. Yes. It's trying to get you with an illusion attitude. Yes. No, you're lying. Don't repeat it. Yes. Speak to it.
That's good.
It's temporary. Yes. The scripture says that it's a temporary thing. So listen, no, don't say it. Because I'm in his image after his likeness. So come on. Can God lose?
No.
Are you his child?
Yes, I am.
So all we're going through is something temporary. Apostle says this all the time. So if you mess up, just fess up. What you mean fess up? Lord, forgive me. Man, Mr. Lord, I had a flesh moment. I repent, Lord. Just repent. Get back right with God. Sister, boy, God put everything where we can't mess up. God put it upstairs so we can't breach our contract.
Yeah.
You know, sin, devil tried to make you do something. God's and you mess up. God's no, get right back. Get back with the contract. So God's no, go ahead, confess. Because he don't want you to breach the contract. Because Satan is trying to get you mess up, and Satan's trying to get you into a sin-conscious nature. Oh, man, I done messed up, man, I can't. Who have not sinned? Where you at up in here? Come on, Jesus, get up. Come on. Who have not? So why just not? So we're in his image. Man, that time. We're in God's image after his likeness. So, and the benefits is that as God created man, God just wanted somebody to fellowship with.
Yes.
That's what it is. He just wants somebody to talk to. Yes. That's why he gave us his image after his likeness. Why? So we can talk to him.
Yes.
Listen, God put us in a place where James, we can understand his language and God can understand our language.
Yes.
God talked to us, man. God, listen, I'm just, for God. God just wanted somebody to hang out with.
Yeah.
That's all God was looking for, man. Listen, this is not complicated. It's not. See, we make it complicated. God, just a father, just wanted some children to hang out with. Listen, do you like hanging out with your children? Oh, man, I love it. They say I spoil my girls. Yeah, they spoil. All of them. Yeah, they spoil. Spoil good. They spoil good. My granddaughter, Gia, she loved her papa. Oh, she loved her. You know, we go to the store. We got the basket. Her mama said, no, don't put that in the basket. Papa filled the basket up. She loved her papa because, and I love her. Oh, man, I'm blessed. I'm a blessed man. So, you know, if I do that for mine, if I do that for mine, how much more? Think about it. So listen, whatever you're going through is temporary because you are covenant winner. Listen, hear me to me. You're in the right church, around the right people, got the right apostle, and a loving father. Does that sound like a formula for winning? Somebody talk to me in here. Does that sound like we win? So listen, whatever you're dealing with, oh, calm down. Oh, go home, walk in the house tonight. Say, no, this is the covenant. A covenant winner lives here. That's right. That's right. So watch now. Let's go on. It's an agreement between two people that benefits both of them, benefits both of them, benefits both of them. Man, God is the God of benefits. Both of them mutually toward a cause. He said, listen, there's a certain lifestyle that God planned and expect his children to live here on earth. He made us in his image. There's a certain lifestyle that God expects us to live. Why? Because you're in agreement with him. See, listen, God, listen, what happened is God, you know, God gave us all these promises in the Bible. And he gave us when in a covenant with him so we can have the rights to them. God put here's what I'll do for you. So I'm going to let them in on it. So God said, okay, I'm going to give them an agreement with them so they can have a right to it. Apostle said something the other night. That really got me kind of stirred up a little bit. He said something at the on last Wednesday night. Give me a minute. He said this. He said that how powerful a covenant is. He said this. What did he say, Brother Larry? I'm going to find it. He said this. Basically, said, listen. He said that a covenant is greater than a promise. Listen, you know, sometimes, you know, apostles say some things or God says some things through apostle, you know, and everything is good. But sometimes he says something, I mean, it's like, it's almost like when I heard it, it was like I was in a stadium and a loudspeaker came. That thing, whoop, that thing clicked in me. What that was? That was my answer for something I was dealing with. So listen, what that statement did, it took all the struggle off now. All I got to do is just now is just lay back and just, I got a covenant with God. I can't lose. See, it took all the stress off. Do Christians stress? Yeah, you don't have the answer. I know. Oh, I know. You don't have the answer. I know. I know you're in your faith, thank God, but stress. Stress is trying to take you over. But I'm telling you, everything whoa, wow. Not the promise, it's the covenant. I mean, covenant with a man. Listen, then I went to do some, you know, you go look, you go research. Then I found I'm in a covenant with a person that can't lie. Yeah, right. See, a covenant is different from a contract. Yeah, yeah. You know, like men have contract, the signed contract, and they say they're gonna do it. Listen, why you think we got lawyers? Why you need lawyers? Why you have lawyers? Because men lie. I'm telling you, men didn't lie, a lawyer will be jobless. He'll be broke. He'll be broke. The only reason we need a lawyer is because people lie. They don't do what they said they were going to do. Now we got to go to court to try to prove it. But God can't lie. Man, get that. God can't lie. So listen. Whatever you find in the Bible, find out, look for whatever you need in the Bible and find God's word on it. Damn. Jesus signed, sealed, and delivered by the blood covenant. Jesus made, listen, three of the most powerful word I'm telling you in your life. Our elder brother, that sealed that covenant. It is, wow, man. Wow, but that's good stuff right there. Oh, I love it. He said, it is finished. You got to believe that. It is finished. What you dealing with tonight? It is finished. Find out what God said about it. God can't lie. It's impossible for God to lie. You understand me? It's impossible. See, look, God loves us. What is it? That's one of my favorite scriptures, boy. Where is it? It's my favorite scripture, and you don't know where it is. And okay. Can't be your favorite scripture. All right. I wrote it down. It's in Psalm. It said, what is man? Think about you now. Think about you.
Yes, sir. Come on. Yes, sir.
What is man? That God is mindful of him.
Yes.
Ooh, boy. What is man that God can have covenant with me?
Yes.
What is man that God is mindful of him?
Yes.
Wow.
That's good,
wow, man. Man, God love me, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, that God love me.
Yeah.
That he's mindful of me.
Yeah.
Love me enough to send his son Jesus to bring me back to the place where he always wanted me to be.
Yeah.
What is man?
Glory to God.
That God is mindful of me. Yes. That right now, I'm on God's mind 24-7.
Yes. Come on.
24-7. What is man?
Glory to God.
That God is mindful of me. He loved me so much. Listen, he gave me the fivefold. He gave me an apostle. He gave me a prophet. He gave me an evangelist. He gave me a teacher. He gave me a pastor.
Yes.
Why? To bring me back to his original plan.
Yes.
What is man that God is mindful of him? Man, listen, you can say what you want, but I'm special to God. I'm special to God. I'm the apple in God of his eyes. Now, you say what you want. Man, but God loved me. What is man that God is mindful of him? Listen now, you know, because sometimes we try to separate God, we here and we there. No. You know, I'm on God's mind.
Yeah.
In Gonzales, Louisiana,
yeah.
All the people all over the world, God is always looking at me.
Yeah.
You say what you want. God is always, listen, when I'm in my car, God is always there. Got to send them angels on both sides.
Yeah.
Keep, oh, man, that's my boy down there. Oh, that's my boy. Keep the car straight.
Yeah.
That's my boy. What I expect God to do. He told me to expect that.
Right.
Fathers take care of children.
Yeah.
I'm a winner.
Yeah.
I'm in covenant with God.
Yeah.
And I'm told that God can't lie. So watch this now. Let's go on. We're going on. Ah, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8. Almost finished. Almost finished. Verse 6. Everybody say, thank God for Jesus.
Thank God for Jesus.
It says, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he's talking about Jesus, he's the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. You see? Thank God for grace. Better promises. God brought us back to his original plan with better promises.
Yes.
So a lot of things they went through in under the old covenant, we don't have to go through it. That's how much our Father loves us. He loves us that much. One more scripture. In Numbers, you know the scripture, chapter 23. I just want you to leave here with confidence, because sometimes it seems like stuff just ain't happening. Sometimes it seems like it ain't moving. You know, and you may have questioned, you might have asked it, man, did God lie to me? Now you don't have to think, man, you know, sometimes you think, man, where God at, man? I know what he said, but was he telling the truth? Yes. Man, I know it's been 5 years, it's been 10 years. I'm doing all I know how to do. You know, I'm tithing, I'm loving. What's the problem? And what's the problem? I'm gonna say like my old boy, it's the man in the mirror. It's the man in the mirror. It's not God. It's the man in the mirror. When you're feeling like that, just go look in the mirror and say, okay. All right. Amen. 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 Yeah, y'all know it. Numbers 23, verse 19. I'm just proving God case like I have to prove God case. I just want to let you know as a spokesman who he is and that you can trust him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean, here's the problem. Lean not to thy own understanding. Problem. Acknowledge him. Listen, in some of your ways, all your ways. So my idea of probably not working. So that's why I'm still here for these 3 years. He said, now, why would God tell me, listen, watch this. Why would God tell me trust in him if there's not the ability in me to trust in him? How can I trust in him? In his image? Yep. I got his DNA. Yes. I think like God think. Yeah. I got his image. I have his character. Yeah. So I think what God think. So I can trust him. So he said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man. Why? Men lie. That's why we need lawyers, because men lie. That's the only reason you need a lawyer, because men lie. Only reason you need a lawyer, because men lie. Listen, if men didn't lie, lawyers would be working at Walmart, greeting you at the door. I'm just telling you. I mean, nothing wrong with Walmart, but you know a lawyer in Walmart, you know, they be at Walmart. Nothing wrong with Walmart, that's a job. But the salary difference I'm talking about, that's what I mean. Not that he should lie, that he should repent. Listen now, here's God. Had he said, God said something. Listen, does the sun come up every morning? Right? It come up every morning? All right, go down in the evening? Is it nighttime right now? Yes. Well, question, who said that? Who said that? See, listen, a lot of things we kind of just take for granted. Man, listen, if you just observe a thing, God is speaking to us all day. Some stuff we just take for granted, like it's just supposed to happen. Well, no. That sun got up this morning. God said that. It went down in the this evening. God said that. Listen, and nobody, 10 devils in hell, can't stop it. Can't stop their son. Can't do it. He tried to do a little crazy stuff and they talking about a hurricane. God got that. You know, he's the God of this world system. Because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. He's just the God of this system. So stuff come up, but God, but we got that. It can't come near us. God's not going to let Satan defeat us or be greater than us. Nobody is greater than God. And he's my, can I say that? He's my covenant partner. Yes. We have a relationship. Yes. Father, son, and partnership relationship. Yes. So all around I win. Yes. Man, go home with that tonight. Go home and tell that problem, get out of this covenant winner's home. Listen, you're in the wrong house. Get out of here. See, Apostle always tells us this. You have to apply your faith. You do it by faith. Because we have the truth. And the truth is greater than any fact. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. Do you have Jesus?
Yes.
Well, you have the truth.
Yes.
Glory to God is right. Glory to God. He said this. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said it, and shall he not do it? Had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? So here's this word, temporary. What you're going through is just temporary. Now, quickly, I look at the character of God. No, one scripture, one more time. It's Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Let's look at a man who was in covenant with God, the Abrahamic covenant. God had a covenant with Abraham. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13. When God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself. You know, he swear, God got a good name. He couldn't swear by nobody else. So God said, listen, there's nobody else. There's nobody greater than God. So he swore by himself. So I'm trying to show you, where can you lose at? He has everything covered. He swore by himself. God said, whoa, I don't need nobody else. I'm God. Nobody greater than me. So God said, I'm going to do it for you, and I swear by myself. Boy, I'd be some good praying tonight. Whoa. God said, listen, I'm going to do it for you, and I swear by myself. Ooh, brother. I'm telling you, boy, listen, that's a faith booster right there, brother. Yeah. That took your faith to another level just now. Because I'm going to swear by myself.
Yeah.
Ooh. So watch this now. He said, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. He said, for men verily swear by greater, an oath of confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God willingly, more abundantly to show unto heirs of the promise, the immutably of his counsel, confirm it by his oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible. What that word impossible mean? It can't, impossible. It was impossible for God to lie. So if you can find it in your word, it'll show up in your house. It'll show up in your body. It'll show up in your bank account. It'll show up in your children. If I can find it in the word, because it's impossible for God to lie. Had he not said it, will he not do it? Hallelujah. We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope he set before us. Now, let me read that same scripture out of the Message Bible. It says, for when God made his promise to Abraham, he backed it all the way, putting his own reputation on the line. He said, I promise that I'll bless you with everything I have, bless and blessed and blessed. Now, here's what I want you to see. Abraham stuck it out. Look at that. You see it? Abraham stuck it out. And when he stuck it out, what happened? Abraham didn't act like God didn't say what he was going to do for him. Because it was Tuesday, and he said it last Friday and hadn't shown up yet. You know, God said it in November, now it's January, and you're trying to, now you lean into your own understanding now. Well, maybe God don't want me to have all this. Bible says, Abraham, he stuck it out and got everything that had been what? Promised through him. Whoa! But he had to qualify. What he did? He stuck it out. Listen, stuck it out with the challenges. What does seem like no God moving today days? You know what I'm talking about. With them days that seem like God didn't even hear me days. He stuck it out. With everybody talking about you, go to that church, where the stuff at? Find that man, where is that? He stuck it out. Because God said it. And God can't. It's impossible for God to. So he stuck it out. Abraham said, man, I'll go to my grave with it. God said it, I'll go to the grave with it. I'm not changing my mind. I'll just go to the grave with it. I'm going to stick it out. He says, when people when people make promises, they guarantee them by the appeal to someone of authority above them so that if there is any question that they'll make good on the promise, the authority will back them up. When God wanted to guarantee his promises, he gave his word, a rock solid guarantee. God can't break his word. What you need for tonight? What you believing for tonight? That's your answer. What you believe in God for tonight? That's your answer. And because his word cannot change, the promise is likewise unchangeable. Romans chapter 4. Quickly. So, listen, two things. Why you going to Romans? God is dependable and God is reliable. Get those two words. He's dependable and reliable. Listen. I trust him with my life. Amen. Well, we already did that because, you know, for God so loved the world, he gave only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Because, you know, if I can believe God for heaven, why I can't believe him for health? I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. Why I'm going to heaven? Because God said it. He said, if I could believe in my heart and confess with my mouth, I'll be born again. I'm going to heaven. That's the same God that said, you know, by his stripes. Watch this now. After God, same God that said, money cometh. That's the same God that said, I'll never be broke another day in my life. That's the same God that said, the money just keep on coming. That's the same God that said, you're going to heaven. So I can believe in heaven. And money cometh. I just got to qualify. Don't quit. Don't fail. Do what he tell me to do to cause the money to come. I can't fail. Because not going to automatically come, but he's going to tell me to do something. And I know it's good because he can't lie what he's telling me. I know it's the right thing to do. There's a cause and an effect. God knew if I cause this to happen, that's going to happen. Quickly, Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Quickly. Romans chapter 4, verse verse 17. This is what we just read. This is Abraham who stuck it out. He told him, he had the promise. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him who believe, even God who quickened the dead and called those things that be not as though they were. Next verse. And he said, who against hope, believe in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. See, God told him that. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. If he stuck it out. Keep going. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb, in the natural, impossible. But what happened? God said, truth over, never seen it before. See, some things God, doesn't matter if nobody ever seen it before. Don't matter if none of your family ever went there. God said it. You stick it out. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Recognize who God is. Listen, it hasn't shown up yet. Father, I praise you. I honor you. I glorify you. Nothing there yet.
Glory to God.
Listen, all you got is the truth. Which is greater than the manifestation. The truth is greater than the manifestation. Because the truth never fails. Manifestation come, manifestation go. But the truth always here. Woo, you heard that? Because the manifestation come, but it go. But the truth always there. God's words always there. Higher than the heavens, the Bible teaches us. But that stuff come and go. Thank God for it, but the truth, never. So if I got the truth, I get anything I want. I said, if I got the truth, I can have and get anything I want. Next verse. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Because I'm in covenant with God. I found out that God can't lie. And if God said it, I believe it, that settles it. I'm in a covenant with God for the rest of my life. No matter what come up, no matter what show up. You're gonna go through some things. Because the devil mad, so he mad. Man, take some Tylenol now, devil, because you can't do nothing about this. Just take an aspirin. Ain't nothing you can do about the devil. And see, that's the attitude you have to have. That you're going, yeah, do I walk through? Don't park. Don't park and cry. Through it. Listen, why are you going through it? Learn the lesson. The going through is for the lesson. Because what it took to get it, it's going to keep. Take that and more to keep it. So just go through it. Learn the lesson. Sometimes God let us go through some stuff. Learn the lesson. You know, like Apostle always teaches that. Just go through it because he's trying to get you somewhere. He's trying to get us somewhere. Oh, he's trying to get us somewhere. Why? Listen, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So he can show this dying world that God is alive, that God is real. And listen, then they'll come ask you, oh, what must I do to be saved? Like that young man knocking on my door. Sir, that prayer of the name, what you talking about? Let's pray that there. He heard something and he saw something. He heard something. And he saw something. Let's pray that prayer. 2 days later. He said, listen, what are you telling me? He said, I couldn't get you off my mind. Listen, he remembered my name. He said, Mr. Larry. He couldn't remember my, I didn't remember his name, but he couldn't remember my, he couldn't forget my, I know his name. He said, Mr. Larry, let's pray that prayer we prayed that you asked me about the other day, sir. Put his head down. Let's go, sir. We represent God. Yes. Glory. Why are we here? Why are we, you know, come all the time? Listen, when apostles stand up here, who do you see? Well, I need an answer. When apostles stand here, you see God. Whoa, you see God. You get in an apostle present, you almost get a little, whoa, why? That time spent with God. Inside, like Sister Tana said, coming on the outside. You walk in the place, sinner ought to get nervous. What is that? What's going on here? Because we represent God. That's the whole purpose for the covenant. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're to bring days of heaven upon the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.